on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Friendly Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Robert Smith.
We are at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, coming at you on a Tuesday night for Thanksgiving week. We figured we'd take Thanksgiving week, Thanksgiving Day off along with the rest of you. As the Runner Rebels, in the midst of a very busy week, winning in what's becoming routine fashion over Rice last night by a final score of 95-68. The show tonight taking on Utah, an old familiar foe, tomorrow night at the T-Mobile Arena starting at 9:30. Not sure how Robert and I are going to stay up for that, but we'll figure out a way. And then
lots of coffee.
And then on Saturday evening, Rebels will be home at the Thomas and Mack against Southern Utah. Speaking of old friends, Todd Simon will be in town with the Thunderbirds. So a busy week, and so far a successful week for the Runner Rebels. John Sandler, Robert Smith with you, joined in just a second by head coach Marvin Menzies as the Rebels move to 4-0 on the season. And Robert, yes, the level of competition has not, as Coach said yesterday, it's not Kentucky, Kansas, and Duke. But given the fact that it's not, those teams, the Rebels have taken care of business.
They have.
They've won the games, and they've won them handily each time out, scoring over 90 points in four straight games for the first time in 30 years.
Yeah, and the thing I'm impressed with is the fact that the teams that they are playing, you know, people are saying, well, maybe they're not that good, but I'm looking at the margin of victory.
Who said that? Wait a minute. Who said that?
guess who joined us?
On the corner.
tell them to tweet me.
Everything was going smooth, and then guess who showed up, Just stirred it up again. Hi, Coach.
Hey, guys.
There
Robert, how you doing,
what's
brother?
What's up, man?
There he is.
I was just talking. The reason I was – well, I'm not late because I was
here.
But I was talking to a gentleman about the best team he had ever seen play. And Robert Smith was the point guard on that team.
Really,
in this
he went to the Y 2 weeks ago.
Hey, we won all day.
That's playing some real basketball. These guys talking about, what are you going to do? You have a game so quick. What are you talking about? Robert Smith used to play 12 games back to back to back.
Exactly.
And if you lose, you're off.
Exactly.
You didn't want to be off.
That's right. So.
Absolutely. No, you know what? Those Hardway 8 teams that Robert played on, I talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the most amazing stat ever. They scored over 100 points 23 times without a shot clock and without a three-point line. Twice, 2 years in a row.
Well, the shot clock's irrelevant because
wouldn't have mattered.
That wouldn't have mattered anyway.
But the other team couldn't hold the ball.
Well, the three-point line is the key. Doing that without a three-point line, that's amazing. But that's defense. Half of their points are probably scored off of defense, or at least 40%.
Yeah, no question. Well, we'll talk about defense because defense has been a big part of what the Rebels have done. We focused on the offense, as I mentioned, scoring over 90 points, four games in a row to start the year for the first time since 87. But defense is, because they're winning by big margins, Robert.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you score 90, but if you give up 100, it's not doing you much good. But they're winning by big margin, scoring 90 and giving up 50-60.
Yep.
And that's a big deal, playing defense that way.
Yeah, no, very impressed with the defense. I'm loving Clyburn right now because he's taking on the challenge of trying to stop guys. And he's showing, he's showing his offensive some offense as well. So I really like what he's doing with the team right now.
Coach, is that something you've challenged Chris with, or is that something he stepped up to? How, he seems to come out. He took Cashaw last night and Hamilton the other night, and for Eastern Washington. It seems to, at least at the start of the game, be on that scorer that the other team has.
Yeah, well, that was what we had talked about in reference to him contributing without the ball going in the basket.
Right.
And so he took that onus on his shoulders early when we were in the office and had several conversations about just these are the rebounding and the defense, rebounding defense, rebounding defense. You do those things every single night, they'll be a spot you know, in the rotation for you. He just happens to walk out on the floor first. You know, you look at Nunu and some of these other guys, and, you know, they could all be starting at a different time. But I'm sorry, my tuna tacos just got here.
Yeah.
When's the next break?
Coach will be back in about 15 minutes. We'll sit here and just talk while he chows down.
Thank you.
The food is so good here at Bailiwick.
It really is.
Y'all are missing out by not coming down.
But to wind up the Chris Clyburn comment, I will tell you that he, you know, he took that to heart when we had that conversation, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, the shots start falling.
Yeah, right.
You know, focus on the things you can control and let the rest of the game come
Rebels facing Rice yesterday in that game. You know, a little bit of a different scenario. We talked about it being sort of a quasi-road game, a couple miles up, you know, up the road on Tropicana. But you treated it as a road game, and the team responded with, I think, their best performance of the year.
I thought so, too. I do think the second half we, you know, had our blemishes like you know, most games you're going to have some, and we identified some of those in film today, as we always work on trying to get better. But I think that the, you know, it was refreshing to still be at home, but to kind of do something a little different. So the routine that we used that day, we'll use again. We actually practiced at T-Mobile today just to get some familiarity with shooting there. But it was pretty much a light practice and a scout, just shots and scout. And a couple guys are, you know, a little beat up. So we wanted to make sure we didn't go too hard today. JoJo had a little contusion that he received in his thigh, but he was okay today. We rested him for most of practice today, talked to him tonight right before the show, and he feels better. And Anthony's ankle is still on the mend, so he'll probably be a game time decision.
Yeah, he took a hard fall into the basket, and for a minute looked back because he grabbed the – anytime a player grabs that top part of the ankle, you know, you worry about it. But he was able to get up, put weight on it. But, you know, after the game, that could get a little sketchy.
Yeah, and that's when the inflammation kicks in and so on and so forth. So, but, you know, on to the next one. Either way, whoever we got.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's fun. And that's what the theme of this year has been, and I think will continue to be. It's going to be a fun year. This is a great group. They play hard. They're energetic. You know, you watch guys on the floor, and we'll get to Jordy in a moment. But the bigs for the, you know, we talked a little bit on the postgame show last night, Brandon McCoy. I mean, Rebels have had talented bigs before. They've had guys with size advantage before. But to watch Brandon go out and just from the very start of the game, right after he lost the opening tip, from the very start of the game, he dominated at both ends of the floor. There wasn't anybody going to get a rebound, and nobody was going to stop him going to the basket.
Right. He was in a very good place mentally. I think, you know, anytime you start the game, I could tell in the locker room who I think is going to perform well based on their focus.
Right.
And their, it's a feel, you know. And I thought that that Brandon was going to start that well. I didn't realize he was going to maintain it the whole game. But when I looked up and he was 7-for-7, just on the offensive side, not counting the rebounds and the other things that he was contributing, you know, I knew it could be a special night. And the players did too. And they fed him the ball and they looked for him, you know, opportunistically, and as well as, you know, trying to stay in the offense. We don't want it to be a situation where, you know, we're getting turnovers trying to throw it inside there either. So that takes a little while to continue to educate the guards on how to do that, and they've been doing a good job at it.
Well, Robert and I talked about it. Rob, the you know, Brandon obviously incredibly talented, both ends of the floor, but great hands and able to catch the ball. And, you know, you say, okay, you know, he's a Division I college basketball player. He should be able to catch the ball.
In traffic, no matter where, he goes and gets it.
And Jordy and he are beginning to learn each other. Shakur made a couple of terrific passes to him last night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's his awareness, I think, is increasing a little bit. Coach, if you had to talk about, you know, it seems as if Brandon, the game is coming real easily to him.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's something he's had to adjust to, and we haven't faced a real big, talented team yet.
Right.
But if there's something he's having to adjust to, what would that be?
Oof. You know, I still think he's adjusted to the whole enchilada. You know, I mean, this is a big change from high school. You know, his deal is a little different now in a lot of different areas. So, I don't think there's one thing. I think he's it's specific to basketball. It's specific to offense. I think is, you know, you got to adjust to from game to game. You might be with a young – I mean, not a young. You might go against a 6'6 center or a 6'7 center. And then the next game you got a 7'1 guy, yep. You know. So it's that's why it's good for us to have the variety of post player size that we have. You got a long, lengthy, athletic guy in Mbaké who he can go against, a stronger, you know, 6'10, 6'11 guy in Shaq, and then, you know, he can get matched up against a guy like Shakur or Nunu, right, as well, just for the sake of you know, scouting and yep. so forth. So I think that's one of the things he's benefited from in practice and having a highly competitive practice.
You know, I keep asking Robert questions so he can answer them and you can eat.
Okay. You didn't ask me that last
no,
one.
No, that's okay. You jumped in anytime
I'm sorry.
Your show.
Did you say Robert last time? I got to apologize. My phone buzzed and it was Tammy, so I looked at the text.
Oh, when the boss stings, you gotta get it.
The only text I'm looking at, brother, trust me.
Absolutely.
Hey, Robert, how about that situation?
You know, and Rob, we were talking about Shakur last night, and you know, he had an off first half against Eastern Washington, and in a very short amount of time, we've gotten real spoiled.
Yeah,
because you expect Shakur every time he steps on the floor, every play, grab a rebound, make a pass, you know, make a shot,
yep,
whatever it happens to be, just to do the right thing. And he had an off half against Eastern Washington and came back and, you know, collected 132 rebounds in the second half to make up for it. This game against Rice, yeah. I mean, from the get-go. And then I love the aggressiveness going to the basket with the Connie Hawkins finger roll down the lane in the second half.
Well, the thing that I liked about him is the fact that even though he wasn't scoring early, he kept going to the boards. He kind of dominated the boards for a while, but it never affected him, you know, in any other way.
Yeah, he had 19 rebounds. Rice had 35 rebounds. That's dominated. You get half as many as the other team in total.
Yeah.
It's just is it an instinct for the ball combined with, you know, reading combined with the long arms and big hand, you know, and rebounding's want to, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I averaged over 17 rebounds in kindergarten. And that's because I stayed back. I was held back 2 years, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the
I'm 11 in kindergarten.
Right. I'm not sure what the innate, you know, responses and things that are sent to the brain in those special rebounders,
right,
like a guy like Dennis Rodman, mm-hmm, or a guy like any superior, you know, rebounder. It's just hard to coach that. I mean, to get somebody to rebound out of their area.
Right.
Now, there's obviously some drills you can do, and there's obviously some different points of emphasis you can have on any talented, athletic person. But to be able to be special in that one particular craft or skill is something that I think is it's innate. And I just feel it's a hunger, it's a desire, there is some technical, obviously, but it's passion, man. It's passion, and it's an ownership, and this is what I do. I rebound the ball.
Yeah, and there's no question. I think there's some pride there, and there's there is a sense of – use the word ownership. I think there is a sense of ownership,
right,
both in terms of ownership of that skill and ownership of that property on the court, that real estate. I own the boards.
Right.
He goes and gets it from anywhere. And the one thing I've noticed, though, is with a lot of good rebounders is they never stop moving their feet. You know, like if somebody gets in front
very
of them,
active,
some guy just stop.
Yeah, yeah.
They just keep going, man.
They don't run to people's backs.
No.
They refuse to get blocked
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you say you can't coach that. Are other guys, I mean, obviously they take notice of 19 rebounds. They take notice of the fact that every time a ball goes up, he's in position to get it. Is there a way for people to observe and learn from that?
I think so, but it's, you know, so much emphasis of the game is on other parts of the game.
Right.
The offensive is the glory. I mean, how many guys, you know, as they were learning basketball, did their dad go out and work on rebounding?
Right.
With them?
Not many.
Not many. I mean, no. You know, the parent, maybe some coaches, you
right,
know, but.
Right.
But most guys are go out and work on their handles, yep. work on their passing, okay. work on their shooting, yep. usually offensive skills. So I do think it's something that could be taught, but I unfortunately or fortunately for those special guys that have it, like Shakur, it's what separates them.
And he certainly does separate himself. Another guy I think who's very quietly starting to get acclimated and looking real comfortable on the court is Amari Hardy.
Yep.
You know, this is a kid who came in and Robert, I mean, he was a highly touted kid. He had committed to another school and changed that commitment, and Rebel's very fortunate to have him. And he has a reputation as being kind of a pure scorer, and you uh-huh. can see that yesterday, the move he made to the basket where he drove down the lane and threw the ball high off the glass
right.
and down the left side. But I like his poise on the court for a youngster.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that he can move from the one to the two, and it's hard, to do that for a player that's known as a scorer to move over to the one and still be under control. But he's done it pretty smoothly. I don't know how he's done it in practice, but from what we've seen on the court in the games, I thought he's done well.
I know someone who might be able to tell us about how he's done it in practice.
Yeah. Santa?
Santa?
Well, we'll leave that one with a big old question mark. And we got certain things we don't reveal.
But Amari has stepped in and is just seeming to get more and more comfortable, more and more confident.
He has.
Every game.
Well, you know what he's done is I shouldn't say what he's done. What he has always been since we recruited him from the first night to the time that he stepped on the floor, he's been a willing participant in his own constructive criticism that we give him. I mean, the kid, man, I mean, he looks you in the eye. His rare quality of, his dad's a coach as well. His dad's a tough guy, and his dad's knows the sport. Ramsey is a big time, when it comes to the skill development stuff as uh-huh. well. And so he's learned the right way, but his dad steps out of the way, when he gives him to a coach.
Right.
He doesn't call me and talk about basketball. I told him I wouldn't have those conversations anyway.
Yeah. Right.
but he's here in support, love and support at the games quite often, and so things like that. But the point I was going to make is that I think he's getting better, and I think he's developing because of the blemishes he has. He knows he has some, and he wants to erase them. So what do I need to do? So he looks at you inquisitively when you talk to him.
Right.
He doesn't look at you like, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
He looks
you
at you
know.
Like,
yeah.
Like, he's like, what's the lesson here?
Yep.
Like, let me get the, okay. And he gives you a little nod of the head and shows you great body language and nonverbal communication back at you so you enjoy coaching him.
Right.
Yeah, he's terrific. Well, we're going to take our first break and come back and talk a little bit more about what's going on with this Runnin' Rebel team as they're 4-0 heading into tomorrow night's game against Utah over at the T-Mobile Arena. Hope you make your plans to come on out to that tomorrow night, 9:30. And, it's a late start, and you'll be out late, but the next day's Thanksgiving. And you're going to be sleeping anyway on Thanksgiving Day after you eat all that turkey. So come on out and stay up late with us. And enjoy the Runnin' Rebels against Utah tomorrow night at T-Mobile. Back with more of the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
On behalf of UNLV Sports Properties, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to those affected by the 1 October attack. Please join us in supporting the victims by going to GoFundMe.com and donating to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We are Vegas Strong.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back Because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
Running Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricanes Irma and Harvey. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of the hurricanes and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the Harvey and Irma Recovery Funds to support local communities in the Southeast United States, Caribbean, Texas, Louisiana, and surrounding areas. To find out how you can help those impacted by these natural disasters, visit UnitedWay.org. UnitedWay.org.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
That's John Barr. Last week I saw him split a coconut with his forehead and a can of spray cheese just to sell somebody a car.
Still recovering, but it was worth it, though.
Oh, he heard you!
And his hearing is remarkable. Is there anything that man can't do?
Actually, I can't use chopsticks. But besides that, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Drive and a layup attempt, no good. McCoy rebounds. Outlet pass to Jordy Johnson. Jordy front court. Left corner, Morin fakes the three. Gets open for a three. Knocks it down and a foul. Chance for a four-point play for JoJo. And Jovan Morin did complete that four-point play. Don't see that very often.
No, not too much.
But JoJo did a great job getting himself open. Playing with so much confidence off the ball right now, Jovan Mooring, part of the Rebel onslaught that led to the 95-68 win over Rice in the ball game last night over at T-Mobile. And as a result, the Rebels will play Utah, who defeated Ole Miss in the second game. That's tomorrow night at 9:30, and Robert and I will be on the air at 9 o'clock.
If you hear a few snores,
Don't start that.
On ESPN Radio,
Vegas, baby.
Absolutely, Vegas. Baby. It's just the start. Just the start of the night.
Okay, wait a minute. Does everybody have to work on Thanksgiving all of a sudden?
Well,
some people do.
A few folks do, and we understand that, but most people don't.
Well, it is on TV, ESPN 2, for those folks.
For those folks, and they can turn the sound down and listen to us, as most people
can
do.
Can I make a quick
you do whatever you want. It's your show.
Yeah, that's right. I forget. Yeah. You're fired. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. KB, Keith Brown.
We'll be
my
on
long
with time
friend.
Yep.
We'll be on the next segment, but I wanted to make sure I noted the what is this called?
The tuna
when
tacos.
Cut like this though.
Oh, the sashimi.
Sashimi tuna tacos, coach. If you got a few minutes, you might want to grab these. I'm telling
he's,
you,
he's a healthy eater.
Oh my gosh,
yes, I know.
He'll go fish and catch his own tuna. I mean, he brought me some blue. Well, that's another story. Yeah.
I know there are a lot of stories. We're going to get some stories.
All right, yeah. Well, he's got a bunch. Yeah, so he might be the one guy. Matter of fact, he is the guy on my staff that I literally is my initial sounding board, and he's the one guy that can come in. No knock on Rob. Andre, Eric, I love all those guys.
Right.
But Keith is the one guy that can come in, close the door behind him,
and say,
and nobody will ever know what we discussed. And bottom line is, and he walks out, and I'm that much wiser. It just happened.
Is it the only time that in that office when there are two people and you're not the one doing most of the talking?
Yeah, is it? It's been more than once. Yeah. No, well, just a wealth of knowledge, and I'm glad he's here tonight to get a chance to visit with you guys a little bit, and then the folks that are here at Ballywick get a chance to meet him as well.
And Keith will be with us in our next segment. Keith, and Coach, you know the Rebels are off to a good start because Keith's sitting with Marty down there. And Marty doesn't
come here too often.
He didn't come here that often. You've got to be 4-0 for Marty to come here.
He's soaking it all up, brother. Trust me. He's probably doing a video documentary of the whole season here. He'll be ready. He'll be ready to sell it to ESPN when the season's over.
It's just a sign that things are going well that Marty showed up.
Hey. Marty is the muscle man of Vegas. That's why he's following around.
He knows what he's doing.
He understands.
This ain't his first day out.
Coach, you and Jordy, Robert and I were kind of, Rebels had a huge lead in the second half, so we were having a little fun on the radio, and we talked about how your relationship with Jordy Johnson and the special relationship between a coach and a point guard. And it's not just that he's the one guy you can actually look in the eye, but he's also, a guy who understands the game and you can communicate with on that level.
Well, that, and he also sees things on the floor that I don't see.
Right.
And is able to share with me and sometimes enlighten me. I'm pretty stress-free when I know that you know what you're talking about.
Right.
I don't have any problem, taking suggestions or listening to suggestions from a fifth-year senior. Now, if a freshman comes up and tells me we need to do something, then, I take it a little different. I don't cuss them out, but, I might cut them off, seriously, just sit down, be quiet. But Jordy has a wealth of knowledge, wealth of experience at such a young age, and he's a true point guard. So guys like that, you want to be connected with,
right,
and you want to have a feel. We've called, and I've never done this. I haven't done this in maybe since Ian Baker at New Mexico State, where I made a call, and he goes back and says, "Hey, I got one in, Coach. Let's do this one this time." And I go, "Yeah, okay. I'm okay. Okay with certain guys calling. Periodically. You can do because he noticed something, or he saw something,
right,
or he saw something we could take advantage of." But he's that savvy to do that, and I haven't done that in a while, so it's refreshing.
And Robert, coming from that point guard position,
uh-huh,
do you sense that confidence your coach has in you, and does that allow you to play a little more freely?
Yeah, it does, because like Coach said, a lot of times when you're out there playing, you see some other things, the advantages you may have offensively, or just changing the defense because you feel it can protect somebody. And when your coach has that confidence in you, then you don't overstep it, but you let them know every now and then, "Hey, Coach, I see something. Can I try this?" And it's a good feeling.
And one of the most important things is the relationship that point guard has with each of the other guys on the floor.
Right.
And it's very clear that Jordy has a great relationship with JoJo, with his starting backcourt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's building relationships with other guys on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to be best friends off the court,
right,
but on the court, understand where one another are.
That's right.
Understand what's going to happen. And that, Coach, there were some times last night, the ball movement, the half court offense against that 1-2-2 zone that Rice was playing, it was absolutely beautiful.
Well, the old adage, timing is everything, right?
Right.
And the timing of, you go all the way back to the timing of me being, getting
right,
this
job.
To how it unfolded, and that timing. And then you look to the timing of different guys being available. And Amari, the timing of him decommitting and being available. Just now all the way onto the floor with the guys and them developing this timing with each other. It's all about timing.
Yep.
And I think right now we're at a stage of building the program where – that everything's clicking and everything's in sync, and there's a lot of synchronicity in the sense of the on the floor stuff and the off the floor stuff, because they always tie in. They always tie in.
Always.
The blemishes off end up coming on, and so like you just said, they're growing. Jordy and Shakur and Jovan and whoever, you know,
Brandon. Yeah.
There was nothing before this season started. They didn't know each other. They never played with each other outside of the returners playing with each other. So that's a process. That's a process to develop the timing. And it starts with the friendships off the floor, and it starts with the chemistry in the locker room, and it carries over and how they communicate with each other and so on. And that's where we're still in the early stages of this. So right. We're excited. We're excited to see where all of this great feeling timing that we have right now, where it can take us.
Right. Let me ask you this, Coach, from a coaching standpoint. Are you surprised that they've clicked this early? I mean, I know you guys have been together most of the summer and up until the first couple of games.
But yeah.
Does it surprise you that they've all just kind of like, okay, you know, gave into it?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I haven't been asked that before. John, how come you never asked me that before?
Timing.
He told me to tell you.
It's all about timing.
That's why I ain't messing with you guys anymore. I'm done. That was my one shot. Didn't happen. I'll move on to the next question. I think you always hope for it,
yeah,
right? You
yeah,
always
yeah.
want to be 4-0. You always want to
exactly.
have significant. I mean, you know, not significant, but you always want to have. What's the word I'm looking for as far as wins, big wins or whatever you want to call it. You want those, but you know that with new guys and freshmen, you know, it just usually takes a little bit longer.
Uh-huh.
But I do think the schedule helped. Obviously, we were in a position where we were able to play some teams that aren't as talented as us, but we're, you know, going to be good in their conferences, the level to grow the confidence, you know, gradually and so forth. And, you know, things are going according to script right now. So we'll see. And they're good kids. You know, and it goes back to that. Quite often it comes back down to when you recruit character and you recruit good people, then, you know, now what's the chances of them clicking a little faster than it's a bunch of knuckleheads, right? It's the good kids usually have a better chance, and we have a bunch of good kids, so it's starting to click.
Absolutely. And you know, we talked about it on postgame last night about Jordy being more aggressive on the offensive end and you delivering that message to him.
Yeah, well, we talked about him having a game that wasn't, you know, one of his best games by any, you know, stretch of imagination the game before. And I think he had a little chip to show that, hey, wait a minute. The first couple weren't fake. I'm the real deal.
Right.
I had a little riff in the force, as they say, you know. So he bounced right back, and I think he had a little something to prove that, you know, he can do it all on any given night when needed. And I think he saw the opportunity offensively based on how he was guarded with that zone.
Right.
Took advantage of some of those wide open threes after some rotations, and they were good shots. It wasn't like he was jacking it up. I mean, he took good shots within the offense. The ball was being shared. He never came down, just dribbled the ball up or got passed up and jacked up a three.
Right.
It was within the offense, and those were all good shots. So, so it was good to see him, you know, right the ship, especially before even stiffer competition tomorrow.
And speaking of that, give us just a real quick your thoughts on the Utes and all five of them, not just the two Utes, and what the Rebels are going to have to do. See? Look at you.
Look,
timing.
I got you started.
Timing. Yeah, you did.
I got
you
started.
You did. Some of the things you're going to want to see from your team tomorrow night.
We got a rebound. Tomorrow's a big rebound tonight. We got to make sure we do our job on the glass. We also have to make sure that we're understanding who they are offensively and how they want to score and different actions that we have to guard. Very, very disciplined team, very talented team, shoot the ball, multiple positions, bigs that are not just big and not just cumbersome guys that, you know, are deceptively athletic.
Colette,
you look at Colette and you say, boy, he looks like he's kind of a plotter, and he's not by any stretch of imagination. And as you go through their roster, every guy brings a different set of challenges. It's not like, you know, they're all 6'4", 6'5", and are versatile and interchangeable. You know, that's actually not always a bad thing because you know how to guard them all. Well, you got a little quick guy who's going to try to take charges. Then you got a big guy who can pick and pop. And then you got another guy who can bounce it on his own and get his own bucket. So you got – every time you get matched up on somebody, you know, you've got another – scouting report to assess.
Well, it will be a fun night. 9:30 with a tip. We'll be on the air at 9 o'clock with Runner Rebel. Warm-up coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Know you got a lot to do to
I
get
do.
Ready for tomorrow night. We're going to visit with Keith Brown on the other side of this break, but thanks for being here.
No, my pleasure, and thanks for having me, guys, as always, especially since it's my show.
Especially since it's your show. All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll visit with Keith Brown. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
On behalf of UNLV Sports Properties, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to those affected by the 1 October attack. Please join us in supporting the victims by going to GoFundMe.com and donating to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We are Vegas Strong.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricanes Irma and Harvey. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of the hurricanes and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the Harvey and Irma Recovery Funds to support local communities in the Southeast United States, Caribbean, Texas, Louisiana, and surrounding areas. To find out how you can help those impacted by these natural disasters, visit UnitedWay.org. UnitedWay.org.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
On behalf of UNLV Sports Properties, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to those affected by the 1 October attack. Please join us in supporting the victims by going to GoFundMe.com and donating to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. We are Vegas Strong.
Back. Beck turns and puts it off the glass and in. Rebels moving the ball very well. Johnson steals an inbounds pass again and lays it in. I tell you what, some of those guys who played in the backcourt last night for Rice are going to have nightmares about Jordy stealing a couple of inbounds passes. And
Wake up on the airplane. I thought that was Jordy.
He was terrific last night, Jordy Johnson, leading the Rebels to the 95-68 victory over the Rice Owls and putting the Rebels in the championship game of this MGM Grand Main Event Tournament tomorrow night. Over at the T-Mobile Arena, 9:30 with the tip, 9 o'clock, Runner Rebel warm-up on ESPN Radio 1100. Robert and I will have it for you as the Rebels will be taking on the Utes, old Mountain West Conference foe, Utah Utes, and days before that as well. We are now joined by Keith Brown, the special assistant to the head coach and kind of Marvin's right-hand man. He said you were his sounding board coach and the only guy who can walk in and close the door and have a conversation with him that we don't need to know the details of, but you have that relationship. You've been with Marvin for a number of years.
Well, I'm honored to be referred to in that vein. I think he's being a little generous. I know there's a lot of voices that he does listen to, and certainly on our staff. But it's developed over the years, and Coach and I have known each other for, you know, going on 30 years now, and I had a number of players that played for him, that ended up playing for me, and so we had a relationship that way as well, and then obviously I joined him in New Mexico State, and was with him 5 years there during his run, and had a great experience and a tremendous amount of fun with him, and have a lot of mutual respect.
And you came with him to Las Vegas when Coach Menzies took the job. Very, very late, relatively speaking, right, heading into last season. And I'm mm-hmm. sure you and he as well, I mean, you knew what a challenge it was going to be taking the job after the signing period was over and kind of not being able to have any sort of choice almost as to who you were taking to play last year. But the confidence that you guys had, and that's one of the things Robert and I noticed,
right,
just the confidence that you had, like, okay, this is going to be a rough year, but we know once we have a chance, we're going to get things going. Where does that confidence come from?
I refer to it as self-efficacy. It's you've been there, and you've done it, and you've been successful doing
that's right.
it, and there's no shortcuts to it. And if you've never done it, then it's much more difficult and much more challenging. And you understand too, as you've gone through the process, that sometimes you've got to be strong enough and have strong enough shoulders to take upon some of those, some of that yourself, because the players aren't, because
they're kids,
they're a
yeah.
little fragile,
yeah.
and
yeah.
so you've got to be willing to do that, and know that in the long run you establish your culture,
yep.
and you establish the things in your program that are going to be the foundation for it, and it takes some time for that to happen, but without it, there's no shortcuts, and we wouldn't be where we are today if we hadn't really been able to work through that process together.
Without getting ahead of ourselves, it's only four games in the season.
That's right.
Yeah, the Rebels have played really well, but mm-hmm. but we understand the level of competition. Did you expect the turnaround, if you will, to happen this quickly?
I think as a coach, we see demons, so you look at blemishes and you look at those things. But at the same time, you do have the optimism to know that if the buy-in is there and as you guys were talking earlier about the chemistry, is it, and those are things that we as coaches can facilitate. Sometimes you don't know where the issues are, but you
right.
know what it doesn't look like.
That's right.
And so you can say, I'm not sure exactly why this is here today or why this is like it is, but it's not where it needs to be. Now, this is what it's supposed to look like. So, I think all those things are kind of the intangible components of it, as it develops, with time. But I do think also that success early mm-hmm. is something that helps that helps foster that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Robert, you and I have been watching, Runner Rebel basketball for a very long time, and they're off to a great start. But we also know what's coming.
Oh yeah,
and the slope in that road gets a little steeper, and the
dark clouds.
Yeah, there's some storms ahead, and as you look at this team, Robert and Coach, how do you see, because they haven't really had to deal with any adversity
right,
yet.
Right.
Maybe it'll come a little bit tomorrow night against a better team in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you see the guys being able to deal with that? And we'll ask Coach Brown the same question.
Well, what I see right now is I see the confidence building with each game. And I'm sure, once the tester games come, I think right now they feel, hey, we know each other enough that you know, when it does get tough, we'll be able to hang together. And you never know, you know, from a coaching standpoint, how they're going to handle it. But from what I've seen from most of the players, they feel they're confident enough that they can go in with anybody and play.
Yeah, I think it goes back to that genuine confidence that we talked about too. Right. Is that what you don't you hope the setback never occurs, but when it does, you've established enough of that moving that you can work through it much easier than you you could if you had to experience that process. Right. Where last year, for instance, it becomes a cycle. And then it's a downward cycle, and sometimes it's just very difficult to get out of. But you hope that there's enough confidence and momentum moving forward that whenever that day may come, that you've built up enough equity to move through it.
Well, and the kids don't even realize it's happening, but you hope, as you say, that it's there and they can fall back on and rely on it when they need it.
Right. I mean, they need one of those games right now where there's a big possession and there's back to, there's, all right, we need to stop and a score, and a score, and then you're good. It takes that, that process a little bit to get through, too, to be able to experience winning at winning time.
We're visiting with Keith Brown, special assistant to head coach Marvin Menzies. Runner Rebels getting ready for Utah tomorrow night over at the T-Mobile Arena. We'll be on the air at 9 o'clock with Runner Rebel warm-up, 9:30 with the tip. Hoping you're making plans to come out. And then Saturday, of course, after Thanksgiving, 7 o'clock tip at the Thomas & Mack, the Runner Rebels against Southern Utah. We're going to take a break, come back. Keith Brown, one of the things he does is he handles a lot of the scheduling for the Runner Rebels. We'll talk to him about scheduling philosophy and some things that fall under that category. When we come back, you'll listen to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
Walker's 24th home for the holidays is ready to begin. And this year, we're filling 35 homes with furniture for those in need in our community. If you know a family or individual in need, please write a letter explaining their situation and send it to me, Larry Altwitz, Walker Furniture, 301 South Martin Luther King Boulevard, 89106, or visit the Walker Furniture website to submit your letter. You can help us change someone's life and give a family hope for the future. Please send in your letters today.
The holiday season is here, and you know what that means. Parties, parties, parties. The only place to cater your holiday event is Napoli's Pizza. You and your guests can start the night off with breaded ravioli with homemade sauce. Next, mouth-watering deep dish lasagna or seafood linguine. And for dessert, a tray of fresh fruits or pastries. With an order over $1,000, get $300 off. Whether you're looking to feed a party of five or over 100, go to Las Vegas Pizzeria to cater your party today. Happy holidays from Napoli's Pizza.
Rahan Naqvi with Naqvi Injury Law. I take pride in offering the best customer service. Your car is busted and you need a ride? No problem. We'll arrange one for you. You have a question that needs my immediate attention? No problem. My cell phone number is on my business card. You can call me anytime, day or night. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Naqvi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Plumbing problem? Is your toilet from the Stone Age? Have cavemen clogged your drain?
Got to go now.
No problem. Not when you call the experts at Raptor Plumbing. What you call extinct plumbing, Raptor Plumbing calls just another day at the office. Plumbing issues can happen anytime, day or night, and the Raptor Plumbing pros are on call 24/7 by calling 702-257-7511. 702-257-7511. Your plumbing problems are no problem for Raptor Plumbing. 702-257-7511 or click on raptorplumbing.com.
Amari quickly front court. Amari drives. Amari puts it high off the glass and in. Amari Hardy scoring five straight, 91-61, back to a 30-point lead. That was a play we were talking about earlier. Amari Hardy driving the left side, putting high off the glass for a bucket in the second half. The Rebels hammering Rice last night. I guess we should say boiling Rice, 95-68. John Sandler, Robert Smith visiting with special assistant to Marvin Menzies, Keith Brown, joining us and talking about the Runner Rebels as the team's getting ready for Utah tomorrow night over at the T-Mobile Arena. And Coach, one of your primary responsibilities is scheduling. And, some pieces of the schedule are put in place a few years in advance. Others are filled in as needed. But in my years watching the process develop, I describe scheduling as almost more art than science. That you kind of have to have a philosophy about it, and you have to gauge each year and kind of guess where you're going to be? And talk about that process just a little bit.
Well, it didn't take much to realize that it's probably not a good idea to play Kansas and Duke and Oregon in December in the first year of your program and have Kansas be your tune-up for conference
right.
play.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, but in all seriousness, I've believed this for a long time with coaching is that the X's and O's are important, but there's three things that you really have to do. You've got to recruit. Mm-hmm. You've got to schedule right, and you got to get kids to play hard for you. You know, and if you can do those three things, then the X's and O's come along with it. So, the scheduling process is intricate. There's a lot of even moving parts here. Not having our arena for 2.5 weeks in December when the rodeo's in town, that now create some other obstacles right. for us than most programs, and certainly there aren't any top 25 programs in the country that variable either, but. The schedule this year was designed for this team,
right?
And for this program and for this community at the time that we were in this process of rebuilding this program. And we mentioned a little bit here during the break that there's been some criticism about the strength of schedule or maybe some of the opponents maybe not being as good, but here we are just 4 games into the year and we're playing Utah and then we go to Northern Iowa next week and then we got Arizona. It's here.
Right.
You know, now the heart of that schedule is here and we're much more prepared to address and deal with that now, than we would have been had we not had this type of success. And at the same time, 95% of our schedule was complete before we signed Brandon McCore, Shakur Justin, and Amari Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really know where you are at that point in time in the process in your program. And once we picked up Illinois, and we only had 2 games remaining to get, and those were the 2 games in December, as well, that were going to be in MGM Grand. So there are a lot of components to it, and I think some balance with it after you come off tough games that – could go either way. Now you need one where you need to get momentum.
Exactly.
You need those home openers. You need those conference prep games before you go start conference play. All those things kind of go into it.
Yeah.
Do you think players, Robert, when you were playing, did you pay attention to the schedule? Did you look and see, okay, we've got this team next week, and then in 3 weeks we're here, and everything, or is it just okay? I got to go practice today, and somebody's going to tell me what to do next.
Well, when I played, we were independent the last 2 years. So we were all over the place, man, traveling here and there. So we'd play Rutgers one game, and then we'd go come back West Coast and play a Pepperdine who was hot back then. So, we were just like in picking up our bags, going. And it was fun because we were traveling and we were playing. But you go in some of these places to play, and it's almost a given you're not going to win.
Right.
But you had to have that confidence going in. So, but back then we used to just, I think we just took it as it came, because our practices to me were harder than our games because Tark was always on us, biting at us about not doing certain things, and he was tedious about things. So when we did it in practice, we were like, okay, let's get to the game. it was. That's the way he was.
Mm-hmm. Keith, do you think the players pay any attention to the schedule?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. I Coach mentioned today at practice that he saw a little different, attention to detail in their eyes, when we were on the floor. But his message was that this is the attention to detail. This is the look I need to see in your eye.
That's right.
When we play Southern Utah also on Saturday, this is the same look. That's the look the championship teams have. And I need that look in your eye, not just every night we play, but every day we practice.
That's right.
And when you can do that, then that goes back to what you referred to with Tark. That was established every day, and that's part of the culture of the program that we discussed.
And I think from a player standpoint, a lot of times, like you said, you play a Utah one night and then Southern Utah the next night. Sometimes they just go, oh man,
we got it.
But we were always taught, hey, the next one's going. You gotta prepare just as much. And once you get to that point as a player, then you've arrived.
No question.
Take our last break. Come back, and then Keith's going to tell us all sorts of dirt about Marvin. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
You're listening to Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you at roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Backs away from Party. Smith went for the steal. Hamilton goes right by him, and Smith comes from behind, knocks it away. Jordy Johnson, front court. Jordy's going to lob to Smith. Slam dunk! Anthony Smith flying to the air and throwing that one down. That one, I believe, was from the Eastern Washington game. As Anthony off to a great start, like the rest of the Runner Rebels. 4-0 and getting ready for Utah, also 4-0 tomorrow night. John Sandler, Robert Smith visiting with Keith Brown, special assistant to head coach Marvin Menzies. And Coach, what about Marvin is going to make him a success long-term at UNLV? What is it specifically, what is it special about him that is going to make him a long-term success at this university?
Well, he doesn't just talk family. He lives it.
Yeah.
He lives it not only with the players. He lives it with the staff. He lives it with the department. He lives it with the university. And he lives it with the fans, as well. And those are rare qualities.
And he is...
He has that ability, and if he ever puts on an event, you want to go.
Yeah.
If he's grilling and he's putting on an event for we did a number of events for our six man club members and our boosters, and where we were all getting the aprons on and getting the green eggs out and doing some grilling and having fun and those types of things, and that's when the experience becomes real. And you bring people into your family and they get to feel it and live it, with you. And I think that's a special trait.
He seems, Robert, to have such a wonderful connection with each individual kid on the team.
Yeah.
And that's something that I know he cultivates.
Yeah. And when you look at coaching, sometimes you don't get that from certain coaches. But when you do find one that you get that family feeling from, I mean, you never forget it, and I'm sure Keith can tell you from experience. I was lucky enough to have coaches like that, and I've had some that were just kind of like standoffish and eat you up in practice, and then you don't see them. But I mean, when you have that type of coach that loves the community, loves his team, loves his coaching staff, then man, it's infectious. And that's what you need, especially here.
Coach Brown, one more question. You're in charge of scheduling. Can you give us any insight into some fun scheduling tidbits for the future? We know what's on this year.
Yes, we're going to have to return a game to Illinois. Next year we're going back to the Diamond Head Classic.
Oh, great!
Which has St. Mary's and TCU, Arizona State, in it as well.
That's great. Keith Brown, thank you very much. Robert Smith, Chris Hernandez, Bobby Machado, thank you back in our studio. Tomorrow night, the Rebels against Utah at T-Mobile. Thanks for coming. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a good evening, everybody.
You've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Fenley Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.